Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
food. Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Get to our headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Yesterday, home run derby, Cal Raleigh became the first catcher to win the home run derby.
It was good.
Leading the AL.
It was good. It was. I like the new format where they match them up instead of just going all four.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, once he got into a groove, like his first round, I was like, oof. And do you see what they said? His dad was pitching and his brother was catching.
I love that.
That was so cool.
I love that.
That's
been the thing. Like Bryce Harper, I think, made that popular.
Yeah.
And Robinson Cano's dad.
And then some of these bum pitchers were getting tired. Somebody was like,
what do you mean, bum pitchers?
Wait.
You talking about their fathers?
What about the guy?
You call their fathers bums?
God, Riley's dad hit him.
Okay.
Hit him with a pitch.
Funny.
He deserved that. You know probably how many times he got hit with the baseball bat in the nether regions? Come on, man.
And then what did they say? Oh, he likes dad throws in a little bit of heat. Like he was throwing some seeds up there.
Little cheese. The Miami Heat, they win in summer league yesterday. Norman Powell, he met up with Eric Spoelstra in Las Vegas as a Spo and he and some of the staff. So Norman Powell getting to meet his new head coach. I think Norman Powell was doing the Kyle Lowry's working at the UFC Performance Center afterwards. What?
Oh, he's working out? I thought you said he met Kyle Lowry.
Well, I mean, they were former teammates. I imagine Kyle probably told him, like, hey, I got a spot. UFC Performance Center.
Well, you can do that workout anywhere. Just tip.
What workout? He did more than that. He did more than that. It wasn't the only workout that he did. So Norman Powell is all set to join the Miami Heat as he got to meet up with the staff yesterday. Everybody's kind of out in Vegas, at least for these few days there. But
what happens there? Is this all paid by the team? Because we were trying to figure out.
No.
We were trying to figure out because, like, here's what,
for the staff, I imagine it is.
Right, but here's what I'm saying. Like, the players. Like. Mm-hmm. That already on the roster. Mm-hmm. Say Bam wasn't partying with Jordan. Bam would probably be in Vegas. Tyler's in Vegas. Are they on the team's dime or are they there on their dime?
Their dime.
You think so?
I don't know.
I know so for a fact.
Oh, okay. If you know so for a fact, then okay, cool.
Like you can't call the team and say, hey, I want to go watch Summer League. Fly me out there.
But the team has.
If you got to practice, though, you could write it off.
If no, but if you say, hey, I'm going to go and practice with them, they might fly you there. Like, there's a way of getting around it. But for the most part, guys, because they don't want it. Like, once you let the team, then you're on their schedule. So you want to go there and be on your own schedule. They make enough money. They can buy a ticket, you know, and just go out there, go to a practice or two, go watch some games, go party, whatever.
It said Norman Powell said on Instagram, excited to be part of the family. Thank you to Coach Spoelstra and the staff for coming out to this morning's workout. It's very cool. He is officially on. You guys see the story about Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah.
This pissed me off yesterday.
What happened?
Man. The high schools are bums, man.
Fired him?
No.
They suspended him.
What? For helping out his players.
So Teddy Bridgewater, I guess, went on Facebook because Teddy Bridgewater, Miami Northwestern, he was the head coach last year, former quarterback. They won the state championship last year. Mm-hmm. So Teddy Bridgewater was suspended by Miami Northwestern they haven't officially said it, but the Miami Herald's reporting that he's going to be suspended for the whole season this year. And that's because he went on social media to try and like see if he could get some money back for Uber rides that he paid for. He racked up like $700, I think, in Uber rides, training, food, and staying in lodge. So it was all in all probably like $5,000. Mm-hmm. And so I think he was asking some fans. So he went on Facebook. He goes, hey, you know, such and such. Like, can you guys, you know, help out with this? Why not? Because he's volunteering. He doesn't get paid to be the coach. And so this like set up, I guess, a Florida High School Sports Athletic Association firestorm because you're not allowed to pay for impermissible things like travel for your players. And so he got suspended for something he volunteered for.
Dude, he got suspended for doing things that a person should be doing. The school should be doing. Like you said, Uber rides, rehab type of stuff so that these guys have chances to recover after games, have meals, all that type of stuff. It was basically stuff like the parents and the coaches and
it just sucks.
The school should be taken care of.
I know
it
happened here. Let me. When I was in high school, my senior year, we had a coach our school was so small, we didn't have school buses. And we weren't part of the public school system. So we had to get government subsidizing and they would give us bus passes. So we took city transportation to school. If instead of like, you know, how you sign up for buses in Broward or whatever, we didn't have that. We had to, so every week we would get these tickets to ride the bus every week. Well, some of the kids did it too late, so our coach was helping them get the tickets so they could get to and from school. Mm-hmm. And we got put on probation where we couldn't go to the playoffs.
That's so stupid.
My senior year, because he was helping these kids. And, like, what I would say is this. This type of stuff only matters if you're winning.
Yes.
If you wouldn't have won, nobody would have cared. They would have almost said, oh, look, Teddy's trying to help the kids out or whatever. Now, I would say this. Like, everybody doesn't have, you know, the same luxuries as other people. And sometimes you have to do things to make it work. Right? And you helping these kids get to and from school. I saw it with my own eyes. I didn't know that it was illegal at the time, but I saw the coach having conversations, asking kids, how are you getting to school? Do you have enough money for bus fare? Have you signed up to get the ticket? I've seen him. He goes through this like almost the same as if you're saying, are you going to class? Like there were kids who could not find a way to school. Sometimes they could get rides from other guys. And so I understand that. This is not an advantage.
It's not an advantage.
It's almost like you don't want these kids to have a chance to go to school.
Well, from what I understand, there was like another school that got suspended. I don't remember what the fine was, but they got fined like $36,000 and they got banned from the playoffs. And I guess what they said is, well, if they allow Teddy Bridgewater to get off on this, then they have to lift the suspension on that team, and they don't want to do that. They don't want to set a precedent. But I just find like this stuff to be stupid.
It's very trivial to the people outside, but to the kids that he's helping, it's a big deal. And I don't know, as a person who has been through it, or maybe Teddy has been through it when he was coming through the ranks, right? And he understands the struggles that these kids are having, maybe more than the people who have these rules. So I would say this. I would say what is happening here is more of, like you said, it's more of a situation where if we did it to them, we have to do it to Teddy. Not a situation where they're being, you know, where they're not doing any, you know, they're not just letting it pass.
Yeah, but the thing that sucks about it, and this is, and no disrespect to the other coaches, because I know South Florida High School is a huge deal down here. I get that. But he's got a lot of prominence that comes with his name, and it feels like all the headlines everywhere, this guy's suspended, and it connotes that he did something really wrong.
Right. And that's the problem. When you put on the headlines, Teddy Bridgewater suspended for inappropriate acts.
Well,
that's all people see.
But it's clickbait. That's all you're gonna see. Then you read the story, you're gonna be like, well,
here's the problem.
Looking out for his players.
Here's the other thing. Go find somebody else that'll do it for free.
Right. They were not good the year before that.
Right. It's funny that he got done with football and then went and played for the Vikings. Right? So, like, yeah.
Was it the Lions?
The
Lions, I think.
They said, hey, Teddy, what are you going to do, you know, now that you won a championship? Now, you know, I think I'm going to go play a little NFL football. Like, it's so crazy.
What's up, man? Campbell, pick up the tab, you cheap bastard.
Man.
It just sucks. It sucks because I lived through it my senior year, and the funny thing about the whole situation was, when I was going through it, they had people from certain schools that I'm not going to mention.
You could
reclassify and come out early and come to school early.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, man, you guys had it tough. I just thought half fares and full fares was my problems in high school.
Teddy Bridgewater posted online, the suspension from Miami Northwestern came from Miami Northwestern. It's impossible to suspend somebody who doesn't work for you. So if I'm suspended by Miami Northwestern, I'm free to go to another school of my choice, but I'm not going anywhere. If it comes down to it, I will volunteer from the bleachers like I used to in 2018, 2019 when no one had a problem.
Oh, yeah, Teddy, talk that talk. All of a sudden you win they won a state title last year?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what happens. Right. They won a state title. I can understand. Wait a minute, man. I've given my time, my effort. I'm making sure these kids are coming back safe, getting to practice. They're not outside doing Lord knows what. Nah, man. I shouldn't be suspended for that. There should be no hate towards study.
FHSAA policy. The rules address transportation in the context of student eligibility and potential violations of impermissible benefits. Specifically, a coach cannot provide free or reduced cost transportation to a student, nor can they purchase anything for a student. Over a week ago, Bridgewater posted on social media and asked fans to help him recover at least some of the money that he has spent, including $700 per week for Uber rides. According to the original reporting by the Palm Beach Post, Bridgewater spent about $2,200 for pregame meals and $1,300 for athletic recovery services.
See what I mean? He's giving these kids a glimpse of the NFL or college life that he had already experienced, so that they know that they can that they are able to be better, healthier, and capable of playing the following week. So I don't know, man. That's nasty work, man. Just nasty work going around.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the show. We got a little damages done coming up later on. As it is Tuesday, Miami Heat, they got a win yesterday in summer league action. Great games from Pella Larson, from Kalel Ware, who's really responded strongly to Spo's call-out. Maybe Spo does it more often now. You know, Spo's not a guy who calls people out. But, you know, maybe like, because, you know, Pat Riley went out there and he was like, hey, you know, this Eric Spoelstra, he's kind of wearing all of his stuff on his sleeve. You know, I've never seen him this enraged. You know, Pat would call guys out just in the media. He'd be cutting. And Spo, you know, just kind of like, you know, maybe he wore it around the store. He goes, this calling out players in the media thing kind of works. Because he's got that cachet now. He's Spo. He's gotten good response. He goes,
I mean, he didn't really blow up on him.
He didn't blow up on him, but he was tough.
Yeah. I think what it did was it actually gave you positive thoughts towards Kalel when Kalel responded.
That's true. No, he did respond really well to it. But I think, if it's not something you do all the time, especially he doesn't really use the media as an avenue very much. I don't think he loves the media that much, Eric Spoelstra.
Also, I would say this. It's much easier to do that when you've had the conversation with the player first.
Yeah.
So it when they talked to Kalel, it didn't sound like it was something that he hadn't heard.
I'm sure it wasn't.
And so from that standpoint, when you're here from the first time, so when somebody comes to say, oh, guess what so-and-so said about you, that tends to have a negative effect.
Yep. Well, it's been good. Yesterday, Kalel Ware, for those who didn't see, he had a really good, strong game, 21 points, 15 rebounds, had a block, a couple steals. Really nice game from Kalel. And Eric Glass afterwards said he thought it was his best game of the summer.
Well, I mean, he should be dominating.
He should be. But, you know, now it looks like he...
I was interested to see what my man Vlad was going to do.
Vlad Golden?
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, there's only one Vlad.
You got to call him Vladislav on the show.
Vladislav. But...
Not too much. He did play with Kalel a little bit. They did that two big lineup.
Yeah. Giant.
You okay, Jennifer? Like, where were you?
I played your song, Jennifer. Hey, you didn't even come out, man. I played some Taylor.
Look at you. I was talking to sales. I'm sorry.
Sales? Why are we talking to sales?
I don't know.
Well, I've got things they ain't selling nothing for us. Here. I'm sorry.
Did they ask who you were?
Yeah.
No, they know.
They know Jennifer. I mean, it took a while for them to know who you were.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
I just ran from all the way over there.
Anyway, Pella played really good yesterday. He's heading off to Sweden now to go, basically star for Team Sweden. And Keyshawn Johnson played really good yesterday, too.
He's very athletic, man.
I love watching
him
play.
Holy smokes.
Tried to throw down that reverse jam. He just missed it.
I would say this team consists of a whole lot of effort guys, but not a whole lot of scores, right? Like, there's a couple of guys.
We are talking about Summer League.
I know, but, I mean, all of Summer League. Oh, my goodness. Dude.
What are you checking out?
And that score again keeps – and uh-oh. Brian Kelly. Should Brian Kelly be on the hot seat?
Well, should he?
Yeah.
I mean
– hey, man. That's the world of sports now. You got 3 years.
Family.
You got 3 years to get to win.
Well, here's what I would say.
Especially Vlad, transfer portal now.
Vlad, I'm gonna say there is an exception to, and I think there's an exception to the rule. And that is this. How bad was LSU before he got there? How much turning around he had to do? And how different is the team now? Like, if you look at that team and they have that same record but they look rudderless, right? Then yes, you're right. But if you've seen improvement in how they're playing and what they're trying to do, and it's consistent movement in the right direction, then that's a whole nother story. Because, like, again, look at a situation like what Prime took over in Colorado. They were terrible, right? And they got consistently better every week. Now, it'll be interesting to see how they're going to be this year when the two guys that he coached since childhood aren't there. And so then that'll be a bigger indication of where this program is moving. You know, same thing with LSU. When Nussmeier leaves, okay, now we see how are you recruiting? What are you, how are you coaching up the other guys? And that'll be more of an indication of how he's doing other than just
be right.
What?
You know, you guys have had unbelievable players out of that university.
Out of LSU?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, like the top two receivers in the league in the NFL came. Come from that.
Was he there then? Jeff, no, he wasn't there.
No, that was Orgeron.
No, what I'm saying is they've ever since they won that title, they've had great players. They've had great teams, and they haven't won.
Yeah, it was quarterback.
They just got the number one guy.
Yeah.
But you had Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
you've had players.
Yeah,
you haven't won. So, therefore, yeah, it's on you.
So – And from that standpoint, you can say, well, wait a minute. You know, it's kind of like the old Miami thing where you had 3-4 guys drafted and end up being pro bowlers, and then when they were here, you couldn't find a position for them.
Yeah, it's also it's so easy when you got that fake independent team who gets to be fluffed up all over the place playing the Army.
Yeah.
Different level.
That too. But, yeah, I would say – you know, when you have a consistent when you have a consistent level of top rated pros coming out and you can't win with them at your school, that's an indictment on you. Absolutely.
I'm curious for Cristobal because like last year was obviously it was a good year, but it ended very disappointingly. And
they've had good starts and then it's just come to a screeching halt. Like, you know who they were? I'm going to say this, and it's not a negative comment.
It's a negative comment.
But it reminds me when I was in college, we played the University of Indiana. And every year we played them, they were either 5-0 and 6-0. And Bo would come into the thing and say, they're better this year. And we would all look around and go,
no, they
ain't played nobody yet.
Right.
And that's kind of like they start off the season – they may have a good win. that turns out to be a bad win because the team was terrible. And then once you get to the point in the season where it matters, okay, this is going to put you in position to win the ACC. This is going to get you into the playoff. This could possibly get you to the ACC championship. Once you get to those games, for the last few years, they haven't been good.
They haven't won a bowl game. I mean, they've lost the Pinstripe Bowl to Rutgers, and they lost the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Who, that LSU?
No, the Canes.
Oh, the Canes? Eh.
Like, God, the Pop-Tart Bowl. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's where we got banished.
And what did they do down here? Get on the quarterback.
What do you mean? For quitting? Yeah, that was so stupid.
I would say this. That was a planned thing.
That was absolutely.
Would have been nice if they would have said that.
Why they got to let you know?
When it's in the aftermath, once they decide.
Oh, after it's over?
We're going to keep that personal.
I think he could have. Yeah.
It's gambling.
You know what? There's a lot of things that we already know the answer for that he could just say and we could move on, and he's done that.
He is the king of unnecessary secrets.
Right.
that is the Mario Cristobal that we all know.
Now all of a sudden you go west.
Mario.
Was the king of wishful thinking.
Yeah. Who is the time hero? We're gonna keep that clock coordinator. We're going to keep that between ourselves.
Yeah.
It's like, right. Is there a reason?
Clock coordinator.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. The kneel down game.
Tobe, did you watch the fights this weekend?
Yeah. The only one I didn't see was I didn't see the Stevenson card yet. I got to watch that still.
Oh, but you saw the Bodega champ.
I saw him get knocked out.
Oh, my God.
I saw the Serrano-Taylor fight, and then I watched Derek Lewis win.
Derek Lewis, that was the best 41 seconds of my life, bro.
It was so great.
It was so great.
He's the king of that.
He got thumb in the eye, and it pissed him off, and he just started throwing crazy punches.
I like, too, that they were like, yeah, I think he's faking it. Like, you think he faked that? Like,
no.
The guy jammed him in the eye. But he's such a wild card that everybody thinks that he's just making stuff up. Like, he's like, But no, he's the best. I can't wait for this weekend, Poirier and Holloway in New Orleans. That's going to be good. That walkout is going to be so goosies. That building's gonna go crazy for Diamond.
Oh, that's for the BMF title, right?
Yeah, I don't really care about that. I feel like that's lost its luster.
Why? Because those guys don't really fight.
No, because it's not defended. You know, the one thing with the BMF is I felt like it should have been defended when they came up with it. You know, like, it never changes hands. They just decide this is for the BMF title,
and they give a new one.
Right. You know, and so I'm always a little dubious of it when it comes to that. But, you know, cool. I'm excited because those are two of my favorite fighters.
And listen, if you're gonna fight for the BMF title, you better be a badass.
Yeah.
Right? And these
Which
two
they
guys,
are.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. they are. But it was one of those things where, you know, I was like, yeah, the BMF. I thought it was a cool gimmick at the time when they first came up with it because it was a Nate Diaz thing. He came up with it because Nate Diaz had a win, and I think he beat Anthony Pettis, I want to say. And then he's like, it was after Masvidal beat Ben Askren. He goes, I want to fight him. I want to take this bad mother bleeper belt, and I want to fight him. And they were all like, oh, that's a great idea. You know, I don't know if Nate Diaz, you know, got a cut off of that. And I guess for the pay-per-view he did, because I'm sure that did really good business. But, you know, kind of just kept going, and it's been lingering out there. But I'm excited for it regardless, because it's supposedly going to be his last fight. Now, you can never believe fighters. I kind of believe Dustin Poirier. Yes, it's supposed to be his last fight.
Yeah, I don't believe fighters like that, bro.
I don't believe fighters either.
The money always talks.
Because then, like, you know, all of a sudden they're like, Taporia fight?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to, come on, man.
Well, because, you know, there's points in the season where they get really, really, like, it's tough getting fights. And so they got to go to somebody like that.
Wait, Leroy's missing?
He, his computer rebooted again?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Like, we can't reboot after hours?
That happened last time you were
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it happens every time.
Leroy, it's your presence.
Maybe I hit dismiss all the time.
You have an Aaron Rodgers aura to this computer.
You have to change the time.
I think
you can't postpone it up to 4 hours.
It doesn't, no, it doesn't say that.
Unless you did it already.
I said, okay, dismiss.
We'll take a break. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Is next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. So, you guys familiar with Sofia Vergara?
Of course I love her. We love Sofia Vergara.
Yes, I am.
I believe it was just her birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Happy. Feliz cumpleaños.
Cumpleaños.
Oh, cumpleaños. That one too. I've heard it both ways.
So, she got a statue put up. A 24-foot statue was unveiled in her hometown of in Colombia.
Where in Colombia? Medellin?
Barranquilla.
Barranquilla. Okay.
Oh boy.
And
oh boy.
I just want to tell you.
People you gonna show
not
it?
Good with statues.
Oh no.
Stop. Show it. Is it D Wade quality?
Stop.
Oh my god.
That's a Sofia Vergara statue.
I don't think it's that bad.
That's her body.
That is definitely. They got the full figure, right?
They got the figure, but the face.
Not so much.
Come on. And I just want to
say. Botox.
She's much prettier than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's hard to make bronze.
But that's my point.
It's bronze.
That was my point.
It's bronze Botox.
But this is my point. You guys ripped the Dwayne Wade statue, and I told you it had angles, but the damage is done, my friend.
No.
The Dwayne Wade statue is not that bad.
It
has angles.
That don't have angles.
It has angles.
Sofia Vergara
angles. No, it has angles, guys. I've seen it.
It has angles.
Wait a minute. Put Sofia's back.
Okay.
Those are angles, my friends.
Yeah.
That's angles. They did a great job with that.
No.
It's the same.
No, it's not.
It's the same.
No.
Oh, it's the same.
He looks like a crib keeper.
No, it doesn't look like a crib keeper. It looks the same, and it's the same.
I like this. By the way, get out of here. No way.
The damage is done.
I agree with Toby.
Bronze is hard. It's hard to make.
Damage is done.
And you guys besmirched Dwayne Wade's statue, and I told you it's not that bad. people have made it out to like it's the Cristiano Ronaldo statue, and it's not.
Nah, it's better.
It has angles.
What are the social?
It don't have angles like Sophia's, okay?
That's just because they bronze the cheeks, and so you're distracted. You're not even looking at the face.
Hey. You don't even get the chance to see the cheeks.
Hey. It's Dwayne Wade.
It's all hips.
You're looking at the body.
If Dwayne Wade had Astron, nobody would be talking about this.
I have a question. Is that a hand by her leg?
What's up with her finger, though?
No, what's
oh, that's somebody reaching up.
I think it's just somebody taking a picture.
That's a big, oh,
it's a 24-foot statue.
Wow.
No, it's right here. It's a 24-foot statue.
That's what it says, 24 feet.
Wow.
And 20 of it's just the backside.
Yeah.
My entire point, though, has been if Dwayne Wade had an ass like Sofia Vergara, nobody would care about what his face looks like. And the point is, you besmirched this man's statue. Let me just say one thing. You guys made those poor artists go into hiding. They couldn't even introduce him at the Heat game the next day. Because everybody was making them say, this is the worst statue I've ever seen in my life. Bronze is hard to make. Nobody's statue and nobody's face looks like that.
But why did they manage to take a middle-aged guy and have his skin hanging off his bones?
It's not skin. Like, it's an expression. It's an expression.
Expression?
It's an expression. But it's art. You don't know art.
I know that what that expression looked like. Crib Keeper.
You think somebody's going to do a line off that Sofia Vergara statue?
Wow.
What do you got for damages done?
All right. So, I hate telling public stories.
But yes, another public story.
So.
She turned 53.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still looking.
Already been.
I'm trying to see the backside of it.
That should be my damage spell right there.
For J-Fig. I thought of J-Fig.
Well, no, because okay, Tobin said.
Somebody, somebody was going to get a behind the scenes look.
Of course. Just
put it up before I start.
I don't have every picture known to man. I got to get it. I got to download
it. Is there a backward picture? Like
I was just looking for it.
Anyway, I go into Publix and I'm at the counter. I got like a few things where I just have like a lot of Gatorade, a lot of. Like stuff like that. And the lady walks up behind me and goes, you mind if I go? I only have a couple of things.
Oh, I'm sure that went over well with you.
I'm like, excuse me? Yeah, I'm in a hurry. And I'm in a hurry too. That's why I'm trying to hurry up and go. Right?
You don't have self-checkout at your Publix?
No, I was in self-checkout.
Let me ask you this now. So this is a lady, right?
Yeah.
So is she trying to? Is she going to use the dynamics that she's a lady so you should let her go first?
No, because I called her entitled.
Oh.
And that, yeah. I said, ma'am, that is the definition of entitlement.
Damage is done, my friend.
Yep.
And how'd she respond to that?
I'm sorry you feel that way. I said, damage is done. I sure did. I told her damage was done.
At least she apologized.
No shit. Look, the fact that you could even go there, when was the last time you walked into got into a line at Publix and thought,
I've never
asked. I should be able to go in front of that person.
Never. Only if a person offers.
Was she a Karen?
Right. I don't know. She was pretty mad that I called, that I said,
sir.
Like, she was pretty mad that I said she was entitled.
She was a Karen.
Yeah, and okay. She said, you don't know me. I said, ma'am, what you just did is the definition of entitlement. Like, I didn't make this up. So, that was interesting. I said, meanwhile, if you would have just stayed in your spot, I could have been done by now.
So, if you less talking, you would have been done.
Yep, pretty much.
Damage but I just,
I'm just like, some people in this world just feel like they can do that, and they'll say this. And this is what drives me crazy. When somebody asks you to do something that you know they have no business asking you to do, and they go, and you get upset, and they go, all you had to do was say no. Right?
Well, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I'm sorry.
Damage is done.
Oh, no, you ain't got to tell me. You ain't got to tell me nothing. I took care of the situation.
You want to see Sofia Vergara's
bronze cheeks? Yeah. Bronze cheeks, I like it.
I can't deal with you guys.
What?
So
wait,
I want to
see.
That's just what
I want to see. What a 24-foot ass looks like.
This man, whoever
made
this,
show the picture.
Whoever made this focused more on her body and her toes.
Toes.
She got pretty toes.
Clearly has a toe fetish because hey, man, very pretty feet. Detailed.
Don't just you know. First of all,
don't kink shame.
You don't know that he has a foot fetish, okay? And you also
don't kink shame.
You don't know
look
it could
how big
just been
that statue. No. Is.
Don't kink shame.
They
all right?
literally made her body the most important part and forgot about her face because what everything you, looks amazing besides her face. Okay?
What are you talking about?
Don't I mean you don't know what an artist's focus is anyway. Here's the bronze cheeks.
Let me see it.
Ooh, look, she got a little side hip too. Oh yeah, they on point.
Man,
on point. Look at all the people. All the people standing around it. Look how tall it is.
That's
wow.
Baby got bronze back.
We got Hall of Famers, all-time athletes, and the person who has the biggest statue in their town.
Sophia Vergara.
Yeah. 24 feet.
Yep.
Now I ain't gonna lie.
AI got a hobbit.
See, this is why it's a great statue. I can look for him. I can look at it from the back and know who exactly who it is.
Can you?
Yes. Hmm. If I was there,
well, if
I'm
you
like,
knew where you were.
Yeah, exactly.
There it is. That's Sophia Vergara. There it is. Right?
Really...
Now you look. You go down to Miami. You don't necessarily know that's Dwayne Wade.
You know it's Dwayne Wade.
No, you don't.
He doesn't have Sophia Vergara's ass.
Listen,
of course you don't
if
know
it's
him.
A jersey on there. You wouldn't know that's Dwayne Wade.
If Dwayne Wade had her ass, you would know. But he doesn't. He has
Thank
a perfectly
God.
Fine ass, Thank but not Sophia Vergara's ass.
Wait. What has gone on?
In your efforts to be politically correct? Whoa.
What?
like,
you're not even looking at the face.
Oh, but you're looking at Dwayne Wade's ass.
No, I haven't looked at his ass because all anybody's talking about is his face. But if he had her cheeks, then you wouldn't even care about what his face looked like.
Does his face not look like the skin?
It has angles. It looks good.
There's no angles in a D-Wade.
It looks like it has angles. You go there, and it has angles, and you look up, and you're like, hey, this is my house.
He doesn't even have definition on his muscles.
I'm telling you, it's a good statue.
It ain't no Sophia Vergara.
Whoever made that statue of Sophia, they paid attention to
look
detail.
Look at her face.
Paid attention to detail, Mike.
Look at the size of her forehead.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Look
it looks
face.
More like her than D-Wade, bro.
Yeah.
It
no, it doesn't.
Like her, but no, look at this face. Tell me this is not her.
Looks nothing like her.
I need
like
to put a Sophia.
She's a very pretty lady.
Put a real Sophia Vergara picture up there, and let's see a comparison.
That's what we got to do. Compare D-Wade statue to D-Wade and Sophia Vergara statue to Sophia Vergara.
You have the audacity for somebody who's been in as many television episodes as Sophia Vergara. You don't know that doesn't look like Sophia Vergara?
That looks like Sophia Vergara.
It doesn't look like Sophia Vergara.
That looks like Sophia Vergara. It looks more like Sophia Vergara than D-Wade looks like D-Wade.
No. The point is, it's hard to make bronze look like people in their faces. You could do asses. You could do up top. You could do Dwayne Wade finger points.
You're gonna tell me this, lady.
That's
nothing like
come on, you take a picture
like
that.
Come on.
My hair is not even the same. That's not
like
the same hairstyle.
Por favor.
That looks a little bit more like
her. Where are her lips?
Hey, you know what my thing is?
Not even when she was younger.
Yes, because you stop at the neck.
Come on, man.
Yeah, exactly. Damage.
Yeah, too horny.
If I was stop at the neck with D Wade, we had a chance.
That's my point.
That's what he's trying to say. You're
That's
not
my point.
To hey,
however, the face is so off.
It's not so off.
But the body's perfect. The
That's what I'm saying. That was weird by the way he said that. Awkward.
I'm talking about Sophia. I'm just talking about
I
D-Wade.
Know what you're saying.
Make sure we title this hour's podcast, Getting Horny Over a Statue. I don't even. Did you go, J-Fig?
No, J-Fig hasn't
done
yet.
This whole thing is my damage.
This is your damage is done?
The face. Come on.
Damage is
done. They focused way too much on that body and those
damage
feet.
Is done.
Vlad, what do you got for damage is done?
FS1, bro. FS1. Damage is done is... Two shows have been canned by FS1.
I think three.
Is it three? I didn't hear the third one. I just know that.
I think everybody who's not Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think they're
much.
Just going to run Colin
I think
Cowherd
anybody that's not
show.
Nick Wright or Colin Cowherd got let go. But our girl Joy and her show, Speak, with Paul Pierce and Keyshawn Johnson. And
that's what happens when you team up with Paul Pierce.
The facility. The one with Emmanuel Acho and Shady McCoy and Chase Daniels.
Can't say I've ever watched that show.
They also got the can.
The
but,
old heave-ho.
Yeah, but this is why it was messed up. The football season's about to begin. You can't, when you're doing moves like this.
You gotta be after football season.
It should be done before or after the football season.
Usually
begins.
They'll debut it like right before football
right,
season.
Right, you don't do something in the middle of July when you have a football season coming up and then now you're going to introduce new shows. So, I mean,
depending on who it is, that's probably the plan was to replace those shows.
But Damage is done. FS1 over the last 7 years to just, you know, no more Skip, no more Shannon,
yeah,
no more Marcellus,
yep. Well,
no more Joy.
Don't blame Fox. Don't blame FS1 for the Skip and whatchamacallit.
Skip and Shannon?
Yeah. Skip for that.
I'm just saying it's just been a lot of
craziness
going on at the Fox lot over the last 7 years.
Is it because we don't notice the amount of change they have at ESPN also?
Notice the changes.
I just noticed at ESPN. It's Mike Greenberg. It's Mike Greenberg. Stephen it's Stephen A. And it's McAfee. Like that's their big three.
Right.
I'm telling you, dude. Like the faces. It's even. It's even Stephen for Sofia Vergara.
It's not even Stephen. It's Tobin.
Even Stephen. No,
it's
dude.
Not.
You guys are grading it on a curve. Her curves.
Is that a bad thing?
How long have you been
that's
waiting
a great
to
curve.
Say that?
It's not a bad thing. It's just it's not fair to Dwayne.
What do you mean it's not fair?
It's not fair to him.
Justice for Dwayne Wade.
Oh, look at that.
Stop.
Dude.
Where's his goatee?
He literally looks like.
I can see it.
No, you don't. You just see some
little bit.
He literally looks like
that on his chin.
If he put his palms up, he'd be The Walking Dead.
I don't like that. It's not true.
Can we stop doing Brahms? Just saying.
I don't, what
else are you gonna do? What
else you gonna
do? That's what statues are made out of.
Not marble. We used to do marble statues.
You can do marble.
Really?
Can those stay outside? Does that work?
I don't know.
They did old David. I saw that at Caesar's Palace, the replica. Hog and all. Goodness, Conor McGregor on. Take a break.
Conor McGregor on. I mean, jeez.
What?
Conor McGregor is definitely gonna be at the Sofia Vergara statue.
You know what? He is another Damage. Oh, yeah.
He's definitely going to be on there.
Don't like that man.
This man is just like, he's checking off scandal after scandal. He goes, you know what?
He's so proud of it, too.
He really is.
How was that bare knuckle fight thing on Friday?
The card was cool. Okay. The press conference, he seemed like he was high as a kite. Yogi.
Again?
Yeah. Like, they caught him like, he was, Vlad, he was tilted. And then, like, they're doing the face-offs, and you could just see, like, he's like, rubbing the old hand up against the nosy posy.
Oh, he's got a drip.
I'm like, whoa, dude. Whoa.
Wait, he was more yayed out than the pre-fight conference? Remember the one where he was rhyming, where we were playing like he was rhyming and everything?
That was the one. Well, yeah, I'm telling you. So he very clearly, like, right before, like, I'm assuming he went into that bathroom.
Yeah, he did, like, yeah, because
took his spinach.
It. Yeah, we played it on Friday. He was rhyming. He looked red. He was all white. I thought but we didn't know what was more white.
Yeah, and then there's videos like that come out like because he's done talking. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, no one's paying attention. He's in the background of like the fighters facing off, and you can just see he's like doing a little snuffleupagus on the hand. Oh,
man. And something's got to go
why
with that whiskey.
Me like that?
It's amazing to me that this man gets on me about having comments about folks, and
you fat shamed a G Leaguer.
Wait a minute, there's a difference.
Didn't fat shame a
G Leaguer. You fat shamed a G Leaguer.
Leroy.
Okay, wait. What would you classify his body type?
I wouldn't. I'd just say, you know what? Look at old Kenny Lofton Jr. out there doing the thing.
All right, so he's a biggin', and that's it.
That's it. That's
no,
all
you
I said.
No, that's not all you said. That's not all you said.
No. It for you.
Hold on. I got my.
You
phone
have fat
right
shamed
here.
A mannequin.
You clowns.
No, don't read mine.
You fat shamed a mannequin.
No, because I got in the antics with you last night. Don't read mine.
No. Oh yeah. Wait. Now we don't want to read. Hold
What's
on.
Going on.
Yeah, these guys are checking their text messages like little girls.
I don't even remember this being sent.
Look at this.
Here's what I said. We got another Niang situation.
Look, you see? Fat chain.
Right. That was it.
Oh, I thought you were going to read
everybody it. Everybody knew what I meant.
Yeah, because everybody knows you fat chain.
And then Jazz, woof.
Oh, okay. He didn't read mine.
No, I see it.
What did you say?
Wait, now, what is the last one that you sent?
I'm not in the group text. So
hold on. Now let me be clear.
Wait, you did Shale Sonnen?
If you want to know where I get You want to know where I get my motivation from? Here we go. I wonder how many times your boy Kenny Lofton has been accused of having a baby with a big woman, even though that's not his kid.
Damn, you just called Kenny Lofton a butch?
That's not what I said.
That's what you basically just
said
called.
He was accused.
You just quit.
It's not his son.
Read that again, Leroy.
I wonder how many times your boy Kenny Lofton has been accused of having a baby with a big woman, even though that's not his kid. Billie Jean is not my lover.
So you're saying either this.
Mm-hmm.
He never seen his Wilson basketball because of his big belly, or he looks like a butch.
Let me tell you something. I was just caught off guard
mm-hmm.
by his thickness, and he's left-handed. Come on.
I'm not coming
on. What you used to see on the basketball court and didn't have Mr. Breathe Right come out there.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.